You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
And it's time for a little bit of Audio Culture time. We have a special guest today, Sharon McIver, or should I say Dr. Sharon McIver. Sharon, are you in the house?
I am.
You are? Your house?
I'm actually in my university office.
I see, yes, I have one of those, and I understand the reverb and other issues that can come along. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking today about two lists, actually, that you made, the 10 outdoor dance zone fillers. You've got a part one and a part two, day to night, and night to day, I assume. And I was wondering, I was doing a little bit of reading about you earlier, Sharon, and I noticed that you had some an interesting history with dance festivals, in the case that you were particularly interested in litter. Is that the right phrasing? Is that the right way to phrase it?
I don't know if interested is quite the right word. It's more, I felt compelled to pick it up.
And this is something that I guess informed some of your PhD studies?
Yes, I was trying to argue that there's a real utopian sense in the dance parties, and then I would look on the ground and see the litter and go, wow, there goes my whole argument. So it became an interesting seam of research that took me on a whole different direction, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're there, you're with so many people, and especially at particular dance scenes, there might be what you might assume is a more kind of like environment-loving or ecologically responsible audience, and yet litter still persists.
Yeah, well, it was the difference between what people were saying at 3 a.m. in the tribal zone when they were talking about being so environmentally conscious, and then I would go and pick up cigarette butts and nitrous bulbs from that same zone after the party. But let's just say there's a lot of things that I know about people's dirty little habits at dance parties.
Did you get any surprise pickups? I know that, you know, if you're looking around at the ground at dance festivals, sometimes you can find things.
Yes. I've got to be careful here because I am working for Audio Culture. Let's just say every now and again you'd find a wee baggie that was kind of like, oh, thank you very much, I'll pocket that.
Yes, and hand it into the authorities instantly.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, there was always interesting things. There was also some really gross stuff. Like, I know that women will leave their sanitary items under their cars and then drive away. Wow. Things like that.
Out of sight, out of mind, I assume. So we're not here to talk about litter, obviously.
Thank you.
We want to talk about your Dance Zone Fillers article that you've, or two articles that you've put up on Audio Culture. And can you explain the sort of premise of this? Because I understand, you know, this idea of you're going to a festival, what are the key songs that you want to be hearing in the day, what are the key songs you want to be hearing in the night? But what was going through your mind coming through with this list?
Well, I talked to Chris Bork, the editor, about what to do after I'd done the 10 instrumental tracks, and I noticed that Audio Culture's got quite a few articles about dance floor fillers and things like that. So I was like, oh, it'd be cool to do an outdoor dance zone filler. And when I sat down to make the list, I realised I had more than 10.
Yes.
And then I thought it would be really fun to sequence it like it was an actual dance party, and what would be my ultimate lineup.
Yeah, and I mean, I know exactly that feeling. If someone's like, oh, what are your 10 songs for X situation? I'm stuck with 100 songs. I like the way that you've explained your reasoning for each one. Some of them are described as you know, the songs that you might want to take a break to and go and have a warm up or have a warm drink or something, and then others are the ones that are going to fill the dance floor. Was it difficult to come up with a list of 10?
Yes and no. I think because, you know, I finished my PhD on dance culture in 2007. So I've had a big break. And so for me, it was really nostalgic. And I was able to go back and think about some of the acts that had really blown me away during those years. So it was a mixture of that, but also trying to find a few sort of more, a couple of new ones, thinking about getting a little bit of gender balance if possible, which is really difficult. So it was just, it was a lot of fun. I spent a chunk of January writing it, and I have to admit I can't remember the last time I had so much fun working.
Yeah. Do you get on the decks yourself? Do you?
No.
No,
I'm not a player.
You're not a player.
I'm a dancer.
Well, yeah. I mean, dancers are the best judges of what works on a dance floor or not. I mean, any good DJ has to read the room, and if you're bombing, you know, because the dancers are not responding. So I think it's a fine list. To me, I was looking through the list, and some of them were really jumping out at me of songs of my youth. And I thought that maybe we could play, to begin, one of the songs from your Day to Night sessions, which is from Rhombus, which the song Onwards, which reminds me very, very strongly of driving around Christchurch and my friends Holden Kingswood, blasting the Rhombus album over and over and over again. And I hadn't heard this remix. This is the Rhombus remix of Onwards, the Knuckles vocal dub mix / original version from Bass Player from 2002. Was there anything about the song that really jumped out to you?
I think it's the mix of the MCs. Being from Otatahi, Christchurch, I'm a huge fan of Antsman and Tiki to starters.
Yes.
And I think that Antsman's, you know, probably one of our best MCs who maybe people don't hear as much as they should. I know he works with Nomad a lot, but he's just got a beautiful flow, and then the three of them kind of interacting, especially in the original version, I think it just works really well.
And what is it about this that makes this a daytime track for your imagined daytime festival, or, you know, day to night festival? What is it about this?
Well, I think you kind of want to build it up from midday, and Rhombus is starting to get things happening, and before you come into the sort of mightier drum and bass type stuff, you know. So for me, it's a really good way to get people that are maybe still hanging out in the campground, in the dance floor and in there and having a lot of fun.
All right, this is Rhombus with Onwards, and we'll be back with Sharon after a little bit of this.
Yeah, splashing on the scene once again. For the first time, you'll find my mind unwinding like a coiled snake, ready to strike on the mic. Watch out, midnight, with my fangs cold gleaming, I'm ready to take out any other demon that been scheming on. Babylon beasts around me, but I bristle like a porcupine on this here mic. None can come close unless you're ghost already, or if you're a tranny who can mesh with, like my man with the gift, it's the ants man, swinging the axe in his hand, and you understand, by now, the rhyme is planned. Check, 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 let me be the next to step up with the positive injection with my vocal tone. You know, here we come guesting on the microphone once again into the frame. Drop my style, shot of the local hip hop, been waiting to drop, drop, drop.
Unfortunately, I have to rudely cut this because we're running the PC for the interview with Sharon at the same time as we're listening to Rhombus Onwards. But, God, does that bring back some memories. I mean, I want to say specifically a big shout out to my friend, my very, very good friend of many years, Jay, who's listening in Wellington, who said, who was the driver of said Kingswood that we used to drive around Ōtautahi in, listening to Rhombus. So shout out to him. Sharon, just what a song. I mean, even the remix brings back so many memories. All of the lyrics flow back to me.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And then from the daytime, you've put this place together with the daytime, lots of more kind of chilled out dubby songs. You've got some homebrew in there. For those who are interested, you can read both of Sharon's playlists on the Audio Coach website. But you've also got a nighttime playlist. What was the inspiration for this nighttime playlist?
Just what I would like to hear from midnight till 6 a.m. or whatever. You know, this was, and I put it in the article, like, you know, don't get too upset if I've made a playlist you don't like, because this is all about me. But I am a true Ōtautahi native and being really into drum and bass.
Oh my God, yes, the sound of my youth. I was traumatized for many years from just exclusively listening to RDU and only hearing drum and bass and thinking, is there any other kind of music?
Yeah, well, I go back to the 90s when I was going to the ministry, which was a really big nightclub, you know, held about 800 people, and we would get some of the biggest drum and names, drum and bass names, you know, Groove Rider, Goldie, Ed Rush and Optical, yes, yeah. Chemistry and Storm. And so for me, I'm really into, you know, that kind of midnight, you're really pumping it. So that's why I started with Concord Dawn. And then I always liked a little bit mellower just before dawn, and you know, something that you could kind of chill to without it being too full on.
Yes, I'm riding on the coattails of Anika and myself at the Save the Bee gig. I'm going to call it open for Concord Dawn. I played a track by Ministry just before they went on, and I got a fist bump from Concord Dawn. I thought that was my teenage self would have been absolutely stoked with that. But you don't just play, you know, the harder kind of like dubsteppy and drum and bass stuff. There's also some more chilled out stuff in there as well. I see that you've got Micronism in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's a little bit of, is it peaks and troughs?
Yeah. I think unless you're going really hard at a party and you've got all the gear to keep you up all night and pumping.
What do you mean? What gear? Like,
all the right clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to wear those special shoes that have that springy heel.
Then you want a bit of peak and troughs, you know, you want a bit of, and Micronism was just fantastic. And When I was listening to it for this article, I just realised how his bass line almost captures the quintessential Aotearoa sound of EDM. And then Misled Convoy, of course, being Michael Hodgson from Pitch Black. And he's playing a little bit more now, I think, but I'd love to hear a Dawn set, you know, with that, so...
The thing about Micronism is I think there's been a sort of a renaissance, perhaps, maybe in part because of the audio culture focus on him relatively recently, but just maybe a sleeping classic in there. I was also going to say the track that you would like to play, which was it? Was it the Jess Aspinwell
song? Partly because it was relatively new to me, because I was kind of searching for something that was a little bit more modern and, you know, not just me being nostalgic. And I came across Echo Train Records from Ōtautahi and was a little bit disappointed that I hadn't caught up with them when they started in 2020. But, you know, being a bit older now, I'm just not in the loop quite so much. But I really love what they're doing in terms of it's a little bit more on the mellower end. I think I had scheduled her for 8 a.m. So, you know, the sun's up, everybody's doing the coffee, everybody's working out their sort of what they've done to their bodies the night before, like, oh, that hurts, you know, I'll give that a little bit of a workout. And so it was hard to choose because their roster is really good. But this one just really spoke to me and quite dubby and, yeah, sort of in that bass genre I really like.
Yeah. You say getting older. We've just had a earlier on in the show a series of texts from our oldest listeners, everyone competing to describe how old they were. And a few in their 70s, early 70s, who are still locked into the B. So, you know, age... is nothing but a number, I guess.
Well, I think music keeps you young as well.
Yes.
And I love that Generation X are really aging disgracefully. You know, we still turn up at the gigs, and now some of my friends have got their children at the gigs. And you know, we all went to, I can't remember. It was a gig that I went to last year that was so funny. And the kids were all kind of watching the parents jump around more.
Yes.
So, lots of fun. And music does actually keep you connected.
Yeah. Well, here's a song for all of you out there who are aging disgracefully. All of you Gen Xers or non-Gen Xers, I guess. We're all aging in some form of disgrace. This is Jess Aspinwell with Not Yet from 2022. Thank you so much, Sharon, for joining us for Audio Culture. Any final bits of, you know, how to enjoy... What's your best advice to enjoy a rave?
Warm clothing. You know, I went to...
Bring all the gear, yeah.
I went to raves in the middle of winter in South Island, you know, Dunedin. I think the coldest one I went to was minus 10.
Oh, yeah.
Layers of wool and swan dries. Probably my best tip for making sure that you're going to enjoy it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Sharon, for joining us. We'll finish with Jess Aspinwell. Thank you for your lists, both of them. You can check those out on Audio Culture. There are two articles. They have all of the links to the music if you'd like to listen to it. And thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm
Thanks to Sharon McIver, Dr. Sharon McIver, for running us through the list of daytime and nighttime rave tunes. It's hard to pick only 10. I'd like to send a special shout out to the texter who said, "Now I have a hankering for a bush doof." And I can only assume that a bush doof is a bush rave and not something you do with a leaf. That was Audio Culture. What will we do after this? I have no idea, but we've got half an hour left on the drive show. Maybe we're going to pick up the pace, pick up the tempo, and see if we can send you into the remainder of your Tuesday on a good vibe. God, I hate that. Send you off on your Tuesday feeling refreshed musically. Let's say that.
On 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.